All right, here we go. We're talking about the kings of Israel continuing our march forward through David's life. Now, David just fled from Absalom, his son, after his son took over his kingdom in front of all of Israel. And then sleeps with all of his wives on top of a building in front of all of Israel to watch. You think that's bad? Wait till you hear what else happens today on Lion of Judah Synagogue.
They are so-
All right, so we left off last week talking about David just leaving Jerusalem, and outside Jerusalem he meets three people. Hushai, which is one of his old advisors, he sends back into Jerusalem to mess up Ahithophel's advising that he gives to Absalom. So he sends Hushai back in. He already has Zadok the high priest and Abiathar inside there, and he already told them, yo, if something happens, then send your sons out to let me know what's going on. And so his sons are outside the city right now waiting for orders from a message girl to come and let him know what's going on, if he needs to go warn David or not, because Absalom just took over Jerusalem and has now slept with all his wives, because Ahithophel told him that if he did, then everyone would form towards him, because they know that there was a division that couldn't be mended between David and Absalom. But David still loved Absalom. And you got to understand, like, I think David appreciated Absalom's righteousness, but it was sad that Amnon had to go, but he raped his sister, so he had to go. Anyways, so the point is that Ahithophel's given David all this information. And so Hushai is in there too. All right. The second person that he met on the way out of the city was Ziba. And Ziba was the guy that helped out Mephibosheth. And remember Mephibosheth, the lame guy that couldn't walk, and it was part of Saul's kinship? And they're like the only one left, pretty much. He was. And so, but Ziba tells David, yo, Mephibosheth's in there in Jerusalem trying to get the kingship back right now, thinking he's going to rule. But here's all this food that I got for you off a donkey. So he gives him all the food off a donkey. And then, and some wine. All right. But then another person that they meet just leaving Jerusalem, this is important, that's why I'm trying to get to you. We'll try to end here again. But is Shimei, who is cursing David, saying, look what happened because you took out Saul. Now this is happening to you, and it's going to be twice as bad. And Abishai was ready to go cut his head off. But David's like, nah, don't do that. Because God's using him. He's obviously speaking on God's behalf. And if God sees that as a curse on me, or he'll bless me if it's not true, is what David eventually says. Okay. So, just remember those three guys. So let's go back to Ahithophel now. Remember, Hushai is up in the house. And so Ahithophel's like, I need 12,000 troops, because I'm going to go out and I'm going to scare all this army, because they're inside the Jordan right now. I think they're inside the Jordan. Don't quote me on that. But I'm going to go spread out all his troops, and we're just going to take out David and we can leave the troops. But then Hushai is like, damn, that's a good idea. But actually, Absalom actually asks Hushai what he should do. And Hushai's, and you got to think, Absalom's probably freaking out in his head, too. He's probably like, damn, I just took out my dad, slept with all his wives in front of all of Israel. Like, you got to wonder what people are thinking. And all this rebellion just leads to more people dying. Like, just like the rebellion against God just leads to more people dying, no matter how you slice it or dice it. Rebellion to God leads to dying. Rebellion to God's king leads to death. Okay, so the point is that now Absalom goes and asks Hushai what he should do. And Hushai's like, dude, let's just take the whole army down there because you know your dad's hiding somewhere because he's a hider and he's probably underground somewhere. And let's just destroy the whole army. And then even if David does go inside a city, we could take him out with the army. We'll just pull down the walls and drag all the stones into the sea and attack the city. Even the Israelites were like, that's the smartest thing ever. Like, that's what we need to do. Get the army going. So they call up the army. Well, and David's still running. But then now the messenger girl goes out from Jerusalem to the kids, which is, of course, Ahimaaz and Jonathan. Not Jonathan Saul's son, but a different Jonathan that Abathar had. And so she goes out to them, but even though they're in a different town, someone sees them leaving the town, going to warn David, and goes and tells Absalom that they're leaving. So then Absalom tracks him down with part of his army and gets to them, but they're at a house where they get hidden in a well, and the lady puts grain cloth over the top of the well, and they're not found because the lady says, oh no, they went over the ford or they went over the river there. And they're gone. And they went and looked for him still, but they couldn't find him. So they went back to Jerusalem and continued to assemble the army. And then they took off after David. Okay, now let me think of where we're at now. Okay, so then they go out after David. And David, and it's called the Forest of Ephraim. Okay, I remember that. And David... Oh, Joab. Okay, wait. Hang on a second. Joab has the army. Oh, we got to talk about Amasa. Amasa, Joab's cousin. And he gets put in charge of Absalom's army. So that's the cousin to Joab. All right. Okay, so then... Oh, so then David's people come against Absalom's people in the Forest of Ephraim. Okay. And eventually, Absalom goes riding underneath a low-hanging branch, and it scoops him by the hair, because I don't think I told you this, but earlier in the story, it said that he had beautiful hair, and he only cut it once a year because it weighed so much. So he had a lot of hair. Well, it got tangled up in the branches, and the mule, I don't know why he's riding a mule, but it went out from underneath him, and was hanging there. Well, then everyone... This guy goes and tells Joab, and Joab's like, why didn't you kill him? I would have made you a commander if you would have done it. And he's like, dude, I wouldn't even done that for $1 million. Like, that's someone that is in God's hands, you know? And so Joab goes and plunges 3 knives through the guy's heart, and then all his armor bearers surround him and end up taking him out. Well, then the kid, which would have been Zadok's kid, jeez. Hang on. I already said the name one time. Anyways, look back on the name. Ahimaaz, okay? He says, let me go back and tell David that we did it. We won. We killed Absalom. All his troops are gone. Let me go back and tell David. And Joab's like, nah, I'll let you do something else, but you don't want to do this. So he gets the guy from Cush. And he's like, go back and let David know that everything's taken care of. And so the guy leaves, but then the kid is like, dude, just let me go. I want to go. I want to go tell David, like, we did it. Like, I want to be there and see what he says when he gets the news. And so finally, Joab's like, fine, go. And so the kid takes a shortcut and actually reaches Jerusalem first, okay? So then he's running up, and David tells the advisor, is it just a single person? He's like, yeah, it's just a single person. Well, then it's good news. Like, David obviously knows this after many wars. You know, if there's a bunch of people coming back, they just got their butt kicked. But if there's just one person, then it's okay. So, yeah, it's just one person, and it was Ahimaaz. So he comes in, and David's like, what happened? He's like, dude, it's all good. Like, everything went great. Everything's good. You know, because he didn't want to tell David the news because Joab already warned him. Well, then, In comes the next guy from Cush, and he's like, so David's like, what happened? And he's like, oh, well, everyone's destroyed. And he's like, what about Absalom? He's like, well, hopefully everyone meets their end just like Absalom did. And then David knew he was dead and started wailing. So then David's bawling his eyes out in front of all Jerusalem after they just won. And all the soldiers feel bad. And they're like, dude, maybe we shouldn't have done this. Maybe we shouldn't even have been involved in this. You know? And so then they're all crying around and feeling bad. And so Joab marches right into David. And he's like, listen here, buddy. Like, there's not going to be one soldier outside these walls if you don't go out there and you tell them good job right now. And so David has to march out there and be like, yo. You know, good job, everybody. Like, sorry I'm sad. Sorry I'm crying. But I just lost my son. But great job. You guys are awesome fighters. You did your mission. You accomplished it. You did exactly. And as soon as I get over these tears, everything will go back to normal. You know? And so he makes that speech. And they all listen. And then they're all happy. Well, the problem is that they're not in Jerusalem right now while this is going on. Don't quote me on that. But I think they're in Manahem. All right. Which was an old place that we visited in a story before, but I can't remember exactly how it ties in. I want to say Saul ended up there for some reason, but I don't remember exactly what. Go back. Look. It's like episode 10, probably. All right. So the point is now... Absalom is dead. So David's still crying around, oh, Absalom, my son, I wish it could have been me and not you, you know, and doing that kind of routine. And so then everyone's wondering, well, how come no one's talking about bringing David back to Jerusalem and making him king, you know, and he's just out here crying around. And then David's like, yeah, to the tribe of Judah, how come you ain't saying to make me king? Like, how come there isn't a cry? You guys are my own people, my own blood, and you guys don't even want me as your king. What's the point? You know, and so they're like, okay, we do want you as the king. Okay, so then David ends up down at the Jordan River again with the whole tribe of Judah helping him get into Jerusalem. Okay, so then they're helping him and all his clan across the river, and... the point is that David doesn't have Israel yet. Like, all the other tribes aren't really about it, and they get mad because Judah's helping them, and it's only the tribe of Judah. And so they want in the fold, too, and they're like, hey, how come only you guys get to help him? And David's like, you know, and everyone's like, what? You guys shouldn't be mad. You should be happy. And they're like, no, it's just the tribe of Judah. Like, we have just 10 times the right with 10 more tribes to help, or whatever it was. However many times, but I think Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, was helping too. All right. So anyways, Shemi ends up down there begging David for his life. David spares his life. Mephibosheth ends up there from the tribe of Benjamin and telling David he's glad to see him back. And David's like, where were you? He's like, dude, Ziba tricked me. I can't walk. Like, he loaded up all the donkeys and mules and took off. And David probably half believed the story, but on the other half, he's probably like, yeah, you wanted the kingdom too. And so he's like, well, here's the deal, because he already gave Ziba, two shows ago, he already gave Ziba all of Mephibosheth stuff. So David recalled that and said, I'm going to give him half of your land, and you can keep half of it. And Mephibosheth's like, I don't care, I'm just glad you're back. Okay, and so, yeah, those two people ended up down there. And then the point is that then Israel, David's like, what do I got to do to get all of Israel? Well, then he has to make Amasa, okay, Joab's cousin, the general of the army instead of Joab. Joab's still like the guard, the head guard, you know, but Amasa gets to lead the army. Well, Joab doesn't really like that, you know. So we'll find out basically that Joab commits another murder. Like, Joab's just on a murdering spree, I think. Not so much. He's just a warrior. Like, Joab did a good job, really, for David up until now, probably. But we'll get into that next week. But just know that Joab does pull a knife out on Amasa while he's acting like he's being his friend and going to kiss him because he just met up with the army. But then ends up shanking poor Amasa in the side to where his bowels gushed out. So that wasn't very nice. So we'll get into the non-niceness of Joab next Lion of Judah Synagogue.
Your presence is all I see.